100 Word Stories.
Hi there. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. At one a day until the day I die.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. The topic for this week was thicket. And there's a lot of stories that we got in on that topic. So I should just share them with you now. You already know one of them. If you wrote one of them, if you wrote two of them, you'll know two of them. If you wrote seven of them, you'll know all seven. But you don't know all of them, because there were others that participated too. And maybe somebody's taking their sweet time in coming up with a story, and they'll send it on in, and I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. But until then, these are the stories.
Hello, this is Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and here's Deep in the Forest, 100 words prompted by the word thicket. He knew Little Red was heading his way. It was Sunday afternoon. She'd be going to her grandma's house. The canopy of trees overhead sheltered him like a leafy cave. He ran his tongue over sharp, glistening teeth, sighed, then in a contented fug, curled up in a ball and slept. She was stood over him when he woke, holding her father's hunting knife aloft. "Oh, what a big mistake you've made, Mr. Wolf. Grandma needs a new fireside rug." She clasped his neck, stroking his hackles gently, whilst deciding where to cut. She chose, and the thicket swallowed his howls. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is a continuation of What Could Possibly Go Wrong? 037. Bender took a step back from Red. So did Arnesto. Red's eyes went wide, but she kept her composure. "No sudden moves, love." "Define sudden." "One where we disappear in a cloud of smoke." "Your move, love." Red lowered a hand to grab the comm. "Okay, boys and girls, clear the bridge, and that means both of you too," she said to Cervantes and Bender. While unhappy with being removed from the equation, both backed out gracefully. "So, where did you procure that hyperfactoid?" Ford tapped the edge of the glass. "A thicket in Yorkshire in a very old Viking briar." And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge, number 837, with a prompt of thicket. Here's my story. Bilbert's mother smiled and blinked rapidly several times. "See, Bilbert? Sabrina just wants to be your friend. Nothing dangerous." Bilbert sat up, keeping the sheet across his lap. "She's a witch, Mom. She could cast a spell on me in a second, wiggle her fingers and say, 'Rabbit in a thicket,' and I'd be twitching my nose and hopping away." His mother laughed. "Son, you have quite the imagination." Sabrina nodded her head. "She's right, Bilbert. You have a really good imagination. The spell, 'Rabbit in a thicket,' doesn't turn you into one. It only makes you fast like one." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Let's play hide and seek. You said. I knew you would. It was what you always wanted to play. I never got to choose. I'll hide, and you can seek, you said. Turn around, and count to 100. I turned around, and dutifully started counting. Like always. I never got to hide. You'd always become bored with the game by the time I found you, and then, it was all over. 100. I won't bother searching. You'd be hiding, in the thicket. You always were. I waited, for the screams. So, I see you found my man trap.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The tiny hops of joy brought light to a golden field. The sun, the warmth, her smile covered by a mask. She motioned to pick a flower, but hesitated and smiled. It wasn't the time. Let them live, she thought. Let them live. Cast a spell, the old woman had said, and she smiled once more. Kindness. She nodded. Was kindness a spell? Early bird and all that, but with kindness? The tiny hops of joy brought glow she could not explain. A glow of gold, a smile of joy. And she hopped, her face covered by a mask. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziekutkoff.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Torubber Zaino here with a story on the word thicket. I heard a story from a Vietnam vet. 50 men walked into a thicket and never walked out again. That's it, see? That's the whole story. I'd actually encountered it before, in a great-great-grandfather's memoir of some colonial war in darkest Africa. 100 soldiers went into the jungle and never came out again. Back in Roman times, veterans would tell of 3 Roman legions that marched into a forest and never marched out again. All is vanity, saith the preacher. There is nothing new under the sun, and 50 men walk into a thicket and never walk out again.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic thicket. It's called The Orchard. See that thicket of trees down at the bottom of the garden? There were no trees there when I was a lad. And I used to sit there in the sun, eating apples and throwing away the cores. Over the years I grew up, and so did the seeds I'd sown. They became saplings, then trees, and there you see them now. They remind me of those happy times, the freedom of youth and the simple pleasures of childhood. More than that, their gnarled and twisted bodies reflect my own, and I sadly recall that I am older than they. There you go, a nice cheerful one. Anyway, until next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me. To planet Z.
We pick up the map, and into the woods we go. The witch waits for us, watches us in her crystal ball. An open fire, a potion bubbling in her cauldron, green fog spilling across the weeds. The woodland creatures breathe in the fog, their eyes glowing green, and they sing. They sing a low, moaning tone, and walk and crawl and fly around the cauldron. "Hi," we say, holding out the map. "We got your invitation." The witch sticks a finger in the potion, licks her finger, and smiles.
"It's ready,"
she says, and we all have a drink.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of Thicket. I hope you enjoyed them. I enjoyed them, so you should too.
You should enjoy them.
You can check out more stories in the archives, one a day until thedayidie.com. You'll see the text of the stories, links to what people said.
Well, they said that's where you can learn more about them, but it could be, you know, one of those,
and
it's like an unlisted website.
Don't you hate it when that happens? But there's more stories there, and there'll be stories this week, and then it's back to the weekly challenge. The next topic is going, well, you can see the next topic up there. I'm not going to give it away. It's up on the feed. So thank you all for being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.